新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Appointment with Death。死亡约会。
精彩点评。
Psychological study of a family makes for great mystery。
一个家庭的心理状态研究成就了一部伟大的推理小说。
It is not uncommon for a mystery writer to delve into the psychological study of a character. What makes Appointment with Death stand out is that Christie does a psychological study on an entire family.The emotionally unbalanced Boynton consists of the cruelly sadistic Mrs. Boynton, the near-schizophrenic daughter, Genevra, stepchildren, Raymond and Carol, who are eager to escape the confines of their stepmother, an older stepson, Lennox, and his wife, Nadine, who remain alone in being undisturbed by the influence of the terrible matriarch.
对推理小说的作者而言，对书中某一个人物进行心理状态的深入研究和挖掘，并非什么不常见的事。可是使得《死亡约会》一书如此卓尔不群的原因，就在于克里斯蒂对整个家庭的成员都进行了心理分析。这个精神错乱的波伊顿家族，包括了残忍的虐待狂波伊顿太太，他那差不多像神经病似的女儿 Genevra， 还有继子女雷蒙德和卡罗，他们都非常想摆脱波伊顿太太的控制。还有 Lennox 是继子中的长子，而他的太太纳丁是这个家庭里唯一一个没有被变态的波伊顿太太影响的人物。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
It is not uncommon for a mystery writer to delve into the psychological study of a character.
对推理小说的作者而言，对书中某一个人物进行心理状态的深入研究和挖掘，并非什么不常见的事。
What makes Appointment with Death stand out is that Christie does a psychological study on an entire family.
可是使得《死亡约会》一书如此卓尔不群的原因，就在于克里斯蒂对整个家庭的成员都进行了心理分析。
The emotionally unbalanced Boynton consists of the cruelly sadistic Mrs. Boynton.
这个精神错乱的波伊顿家族包括了残忍的虐待狂波伊顿太太。
The near schizophrenic daughter, Genevra.
她那差不多像神经病似的女儿 Genevra.
Stepchildren, Raymond and Carol, who are eager to escape the confines of their stepmother.
还有继子女雷蒙德和卡罗。他们都非常想摆脱波伊顿太太的控制。
An older stepson, Lennox, and his wife Nadine, who remain alone in being undisturbed by the influence of the terrible matriarch.
还有 Lennox 是继子中的长子，而他的太太纳丁是这个家庭里唯一一个没有被变态的波伊顿太太影响的人物。
多学一点。
Not uncommon， 这个片语实际上就是 common 的意思，这里是双重否定表示肯定，加强语气。
It is not uncommon for women to smoke in public，
妇女在大众面前抽烟并非不常见。这样的双重否定在中文中我们经常说，在英语中也经常可以看见，比如说 He was not unable to do the job by himself， 他不是不能独立完成这项工作。
We cannot live without air，
没有空气我们活不下去。 Stand out， 从字面上看这个词组意思是站出来，也就是显眼醒目的意思。来看一个例子，
She stands out in the crowd for she is 2 meters in height，
她在人群中显得很醒目，因为她身高2米。一个人很显眼也就引申出新的含义，脱颖而出，杰出。 consist， 当这个词表示由什么构成时，词组为 consist of， 相当于 be made up of， be composed of 等等。比如说 The United Kingdom consists of Great Britain and Northern Ireland， 联合王国包括大不列颠与北爱尔兰。
Perhaps no reader will be shocked that Mrs. Boynton is murdered, or that Hercule Poirot just happens to be on holiday in the same area, and agrees to assist the local police in solving the crime. What will be intriguing is the long list of suspects, motives, and opportunities. Also, in typical Christie fashion, will be a surprising twist.That leaves the reader saying, Now why didn't I see that coming? A great read filled with red herrings and the type of descriptive writing that Agatha Christie excels in.
或许没有读者会因为波伊顿太太被杀而感到震惊。对于赫尔克里·波洛正好在那块地方度假，而且同意协助当地警方捉拿凶手，读者们也不会觉得奇怪。真正让人觉得好奇的是那一长串的嫌疑人名单，还有他们的杀人动机和有可能行凶的时机。同时，按照典型的克里斯蒂写作风格，情节会有让人称奇的转折。这时读者心想，我怎么就想不到这个会出现呢？阿加莎·克里斯蒂的小说充满了悬念，加上出色的叙述写作手法，读起来让人心情愉悦。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Perhaps no reader will be shocked that Mrs. Boynton is murdered.
或许没有读者会因为波伊顿太太被杀而感到震惊。
Or that Hercule Poirot just happens to be on holiday in the same area and agrees to assist the local police in solving the crime.
对于赫尔克里·波洛正好在那块地方度假，而且同意协助当地警方捉拿凶手，读者们也不会觉得奇怪。
What will be intriguing is the long list of suspects, motives, and opportunities.
真正让人觉得好奇的是那一长串的嫌疑人名单，还有他们的杀人动机和有可能行凶的时机。
Also, in typical Christie fashion, will be a surprising twist.
同时，按照典型的克里斯蒂写作风格，情节会有让人称奇的转折。
That leaves the reader saying,Now, why didn't I see that coming?
这时读者心想，我怎么就想不到这个会出现呢？
A great read filled with red herrings and the type of descriptive writing that Agatha Christie excels in.
阿加莎·克里斯蒂的小说充满了悬念，加上出色的叙述写作手法，读起来让人心情愉悦。
多学一点。
Happen, 碰巧，恰巧。表示这个含义时，我们通常说 it happens that， 或者是 one happens to do or be doing， 碰巧做某事。比如说，你打电话的时候他碰巧不在家，我们可以说 she happened to be out when you called， 或者是 it happened that she was out when you called。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Psychological study of a family makes for great mystery. Antoinette Klein. It is not uncommon for a mystery writer to delve into the psychological study of a character. What makes Appointments with Death stand out is that Christie does a psychological study on an entire family.The emotionally unbalanced Boynton consists of the cruelly sadistic Mrs. Boynton, the near-schizophrenic daughter, Genevra, stepchildren, Raymond and Carol, who are eager to escape the confines of their stepmother, an older stepson, Lennox, and his wife, Nadine, who remain alone in being undisturbed by the influence of the terrible matriarch. Perhaps no reader will be shocked that Mrs. Boynton is murdered, or that Hercule Poirot just happens to be on holiday in the same area and agrees to assist the local police in solving the crime. What will be intriguing is the long list of suspects, motives, and opportunities. Also, in typical Christie fashion, will be a surprising twist that leaves the reader saying, "Now why didn't I see that coming?" A great read filled with red herrings and the type of descriptive writing that Agatha Christie excels in.
人民文学出版社出版日期2006年5月，页数247页。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。